We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It gives me great pleasure to prepare or help prepare meals and share them with my husband, family, and friends. I am most fortunate. I know that others struggle to put food on the table, but it was just a couple of years ago that I learned how many people struggle to put food on the table. For many reasons, they are invisible. They are the young and the old. They are also people who work very hard and care for the young and old. I have been learning about the subtleties of what we call food insecurity over the last couple of years thanks to some listening sessions we here at WILL call community conversations. And this summer we've been to two public hearings about hunger in Illinois. The most recent of these hearings was held yesterday in Peoria. Kimberly Cronick, our Director of Community Engagement, was there. She also attended the first meeting held last month in Rantoul. Kimberly, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be with you, Celeste.
So who is holding these hearings?
Well, it's the Illinois Commission to End Hunger, and it was created by legislation in 2010. And people who serve on that committee, there's about 21, they are appointed by our governor, Pat Quinn. And they are comprised of legislators, community leaders, who've all committed to developing an action plan to end hunger in Illinois. It's a big goal.
So what was the focus of yesterday's hearing?
Well, yesterday the talk was called Childhood Hunger, the Private Response. So we looked at what is the effect of hunger on children in terms of their behavior, in terms of their ability to get nutrition and grow, and what was the response? How is the Peoria area dealing with its own childhood hunger?
Hmm. What is the need in the Peoria area?
Well, it's great. It's great. We heard that more than 33% of people who are eligible for food stamps, which is called LINC, are not receiving them. And yet, this is one of the main sources of nutrition for families with children. We heard about the Title I schools. Those are schools that get extra money from the U.S. Department of Education to meet needs for at-risk, low-income folks. We heard how Title I schools were not providing summer feeding programs for children, which is a really big need, and how local agencies were stepping up. We actually heard from the United Methodist Church in Peoria, Michelle Hayden, who's on the front lines. They have stepped up, and they have been providing summer meals for 50 children in three Title I schools because those schools weren't able to do that. So we also heard actually that the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Peoria area is receiving backpacks for some of their children to take home complete meals on the weekend. And who's doing that are some Walmart employees. In fact, Celeste, I did not know that Walmart gives over 200,000 pounds of food to Illinois food banks each year. And what these kids get on Wednesday, they're asking for these backpacks for these meals for the weekend. These backpacks are stuffed with complete meals, two fruits, two dairy, two grain, two meats. And the other surprising thing was that the Boys and Girls Club staff member told us through an email that the children's are calmer, they're less irritable, they're fighting less because they're getting these nutritionally balanced meals to take home with them.
Hmm. So if these programs weren't there, if the private individuals and agencies and churches and whatnot hadn't stepped up to the plate, where would these kids be?
Well, that's a good question. Where would they be? What we heard in Peoria was that, and we heard from the there's a Peoria Area Anti-Hunger Coalition, and they've been around since the early 80s during the recession there. And they're a group of individuals who are trying to meet local needs. It really was about the private response. As certain federal dollars go away or are at risk with the Farm Bill coming up, there's an awareness of what's going on, and churches and employees and food banks are stepping up to fill the need. And that was one of the things they talked about, is how people are. They told us that there's less of a turf battle. It's not like, well, that's your program, well, that's mine, that there seemed to be a working together to try to meet this need.
And what kind of message did they want the commission to take away?
Well, it was very clear. The person who chaired this committee yesterday, his name is Arthur Welch, Vice President of Community Development. And he said, really, he told us at the end, there's no excuse for childhood hunger. He just was very adamant about it and said, this is wrong, and, you know, there has to be a greater response, and this is really a shame.
Yeah. One of the things that we've been learning about and hearing about is the that people who are eligible for LINC, for SNAP, which is otherwise known as food stamps, that they're not applying, that they're not taking advantage of this benefit. And so as a result, maybe kids are going hungry.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things have we learned about why that's the case?
Yeah, actually, we heard from a Brittany Evans, who's McLean County SNAP Outreach Coordinator for the Peoria Area Food Bank. So she's in Bloomington a lot. And she reported that the two groups that are not receiving the benefits that could are seniors and Hispanics, for one. And she said one of the reasons why people don't is there's stereotypes about people who receive food assistance. In fact, Brittany told us herself that when she was in high school, she had a son, and she's worked ever since high school. When she got cancer in 2006, she lost her job. And she lived off her retirement money, but that wasn't enough to survive with her and her son. So she went on SNAP, and she had to get humble to do it. And she did that in her last 2 years of college, and she said it was one of the best things she ever did. It kept help her keep her house and keep her and her child fed. And then she got a job right out of college. And now she's out in the community. One way she's increasing people's access to these food stamps is she's actually going to the elderly and going to families. And by doing that, she increases by four times the number of people she gets enrolled. The paperwork we heard is very daunting to get these food stamps. And so there seems to be a need for people to have someone help them fill out the application. And that's what she does as the outreach coordinator. And all the food banks, I believe, have these outreach coordinators to do this.
Now, all these private individuals and organizations that are working in the Peoria area on this program, on this problem, do they need volunteers? And are they getting the word out? How aware are people in the Peoria area? And what kind of response have they seen in terms of, you know, stepping up and helping out?
Well, it's interesting because there's quite a bit of organizations that are doing things on a massive scale. Let me give you one example. And this organization needs individuals to help them get food to the food pantries and soup kitchens. One example that was shared was the Midwest Food Bank, which was started in 2003 by a farmer in Bloomington. He started to give out food from his farm and then a machine shed. Now he's actually got a warehouse in Bloomington, Peoria, and Indianapolis because they have so much food that they're giving out. They actually give out 180 agencies come to the Peoria Food Bank each month and get 2,000 pounds of food. And so if you go to the Midwest Food Bank's website, for example, you as an individual can't go there to get food, but you can sign up and volunteer to help sort and get the food out to the food bank. So there's definitely a need. We heard that the Peoria Area Anti-Hunger Coalition is kind of operating on a shoestring kind of budget. They had this huge directory where if you lived in a certain zip code, they could find where are the soup kitchens and food pantries right in your area. So they were very organized. That is a directory that needs to be updated. It may go online. Mm-hmm. So there's things in place. There's infrastructure in place. You get the sense that that there's always a need for more.
Yeah. And here in the Champaign County area, we're served by the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. And if you go to that website, you can see all the agencies that they provide foodstuffs too. And so that would be a good starting point if someone wanted to lend a hand.
That's exactly right. In fact, and on our website at willconnect.org, if you go to projects, there's one called Food. And in that, when you pull that up, you'll see many of the food banks in the East Central Illinois region, and you can connect through them that way, or you can find them on your own, of course.
And finally, what's WILL going to do with all this information that we're learning?
Well, we have been sort of discovering how hunger is affecting our area and who's addressing it since about 2009, as you mentioned. And in November, on the 15th, we are actually going to be broadcasting on TV and radio and the web a special look at hunger in the region and the local response. And that will be preceded by a Sesame Street special on families and hunger. So November 15th at 7 to 9 p.m., you'll hear more about both the need and how that's being met and challenges.
Kimberly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kimberly Cronick is the Director of Community Engagement for Illinois Public Media.